the top of the Empire State Building. Best Equity Business Podcast is back.
We back.
Expansion always, in all ways. Eye-opening episodes, sales, marketing strategies, entrepreneurial development, the everyday entrepreneur experience. So get ready to network to build your net worth. You're now listening to the Pest Equity Business Podcast.
Welcome all and welcome back to another episode of Ask Pest Equity Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to answer the question, how to respond when a client can't afford your rates. I'm sure if you're a beginner or you have experience in the business world, you've come across this, and I'm going to discuss how to handle the situation. So for instance, if a customer calls in and asks about your prices and you state, my services is $1,000, and your client responds with, well, my budget is only $250, how to go about it. So when and if this happens, I suggest two things, depending on the project. The first is offer to scale down the scope of the project to keep them on budget, if possible. Or secondly, kindly refer them to another business who can meet their needs at the requested price. So let me share with you a couple of scaled down responses as well as a referral response if this should happen to you. My first scaled down response would be, I am honored that you love my work. For a project of this scope, my rate would be X amount of dollars. So let's discuss what services or deliverables are a must have for you to see if we can prioritize those to work within your budget. Or you can use scaled down approach number two. I understand that my rates for a project of this scope are more than you plan to spend. If you are open to scaling down to a set price, we could accomplish the desired outcome within the budget you have set aside. And finally, a referral response. I completely understand that your budget is a priority for you. I would love to refer you to a colleague who would be better suited to take on this project and meet all of your criteria as described in your project. So there you have it. Three ways to respond to when a client can't afford your rates or prices. I want to thank you all for tuning in to another great episode of Ask Pest Equity Podcast. Please, if you like this video, hit the like button. It helps us in the algorithm. Go follow us over on Instagram, Facebook, Rumble.com, and we'll see you all on the next episode. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Pest Equity Business Podcast. Be sure to share, like, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Pest Equity Podcast. Join the Facebook group and go subscribe to our growing YouTube community. Have a question or topic for the show? Want to be a guest on the show? Shoot us an email at pestequitypodcast@gmail.com.